and then you need to burden yourself with the time needed for that, doing that, meaning draft the ad, post the ad, do the sourcing of the resumes, do the initial phone interview, do all the reference checks, so on and so forth. Your other option is to go through a recruiter, even on a non-exclusive basis, whereby if you end up with a successful placement, it's 20 to 30% of the first year salary for that person. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the novelty is the business. The novelty in the business model is a paper interview, and the idea is very simple. You need a guy, entry level, mid level, admin, whatever. You give us a call, or you post online, whatever it is. It's no novelty there. We draft the job posting. We didn't post it. Wherever you want.
So you said paper per interview, and you're going to have some kind of billing system, right?
Right.
All right, and you're going to have some kind of account management system for those individuals. All right, so we're going to go in paper of interview. So these companies log in, they say, I want five candidates for my accounting position that I have.
Right.
All right.
So we take that, we post it, we draft the job out, we post it wherever you want. We promote it, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Do you draft a job position or do the company?
If they want, we do it.
All right, what happens if 1,000 companies call you one day?
If 1,000 companies call us one day?
No, they're not going to call. It's going to be an online form.
Great question.
So, okay, hold on a second. Wait. I just heard two things. Lydia Ellen's president's telling me something.
Oh, he said he's not the president.
Well, okay, listen to me. You just said you're going to draft it. And then you just said, on the second hand, if 1,000 people call you, you don't know what to do.
No, I know what to do. So,
well, how the hell are you going to draft 1,000 job? Because guess what? 700,000 people just got laid off for the first 3 months of this year. And let's just say 2,000 companies hear about this great new service that came out next month. We're talking about the United States of America.
Right.
All right? 4 million companies in this country. Your service comes out and it tells them that, hey, guess what? Hiring, because you just laid off 50 people over the last 3 months. Guess what? Now it's time for you to go and hire. You have 1,000 companies call you in the first month. How are you going to scale?
So on the job posting side, it's template-based, but I think the real answer
is... Okay, so you're not going to fill it out. You're going to have them fill it out with self-service.
It's actually us.
Okay, is it self-service or is it you handling it?
We draft the app on template-based. After all, most jobs fall into certain...
I'm a software engineer. I write templates every day.
Okay.
That's self-service. If somebody goes into a website and there's an option with a drop-down box and it says blah, 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 or blah, 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 or blah, 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 that's self-service. If you write it, that is you write it. Do you understand? It's custom. So there's two different things.
So what if you tell me...
Which one are you doing? Are you writing it, or is the guy selecting a template? Because that becomes self-service.
So, quick question, just to make sure we're talking on the same thing. If you tell me you're looking for an accountant, you're the employer, and I go to my database, type in accountant, and find the most relevant template that I have for your specific needs, as I understand it, through the whatever phone call that I had with you or the email that you sent me.
So you guys have an automated internal template finder search engine.
That's the idea.
Okay.
But I think the real novelty, aside from the template thing, is you ask me how do I scale 1,000 companies call me.
Yeah.
The back end, the recruiters, I mean, the people who's going to do the actual work, there's going to be a virtual network of recruiters.
Do you hire all the guys who are out
so, working? So my thinking is work-at-home moms.
Yeah.
If you're going to train them.
Whoa.
Really? Another thing.
Okay. Yeah, because we're not talking guys who are making 150 to 6.
No. We're talking work-at-home moms.
We're talking people who are
extremely happy with $15 an hour or $20.
No. The type of people you're hiring are people who are, like, below $70,000 a year.
The one that I'm giving to the
employers? A work-at-home mom, that number one, doesn't have the salesmanship to be able to call an executive that makes $250,000 a year and convince them to move to XYZ Corporation. I'll just tell you that. Right.
Correct.
I paid $30,000 a
year. It's Nazi level.
Just for.
It's Nazi level.
Right.
It's Nazi level. It's not above 100K.
So you guys are talking about...
It's below 100K.
So who's your client? Because you got to understand, you have to talk about your audiences.
Small businesses?
Small businesses. So what's the type of employee that they're hiring?
Entry level?
What's the salary range cap?
Oh, below 100.
Below what? 100?
Below 100.
Okay, so $100,000. So how much are they willing to pay for that?
For that service?
How much have they been paying in the past?
Oh, like if you take, let's say, 60 grand?
30%.
It's 30%.
It's 30%, right? So they're paying 30. Well, yeah, now prices have dropped, so it's about 20%. So 20% finder fee on the head for $100,000.
Right.
Okay. So now, let's just say that the bulk of your work is around $50,000. So actually, you're taking home $10,000 per, potentially. Right?
Yeah.
But you guys are saying we're going to give you a cost savings over the top of what you're normally paying because we do all this video stuff. We
source it. We do all the work that we recruited work on a paper interview basis.
Okay.
So you end up here paying, what, 15,000?
Yeah.
10,000? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
With us, we're going to do all the work. We're going to present to you. We talk to them. We source out the resume, everything. You're going to get a list. You're going to log into the website. You're going to see a list of, let's say, the top 10 candidates that we found that are interested in your company, our hot leads right now. We talk to them. We verify that they're relevant.
So you vetted them.
I vetted them. I made sure.
You vetted them. 1,000 companies called you, and they said, I want 5 candidates each. Right, so you need to go find 5,000 people. You need to vet 5,000 people manually. Are you going to do that?
So,
because remember, this is what the investor wants to know. How can I scale this, sell this product to Monster, Hot Jobs, whatever.
Right.
Job Dango, you name it. I want to know, because number one, you're entering into an overly crowded market. And for you to go in there and say, hey, you know, hire companies that want to hire, call us first. They already have accounts set up. You're nobody. You're no name. So remember, they're going to think, how can I get this product into these other platforms? Now,
that's the most important question.
How can you scale and look over? You're telling me you want to do this manually, individually, over each one of those pieces. Is that what your main selling point is? If that's what your main marketing point is, you're going to have a hard time.
So,
because no, you're not going to convince anybody that you can actually physically, individually go over every single one of the resumes.
So my thinking is this, which I haven't yet validated, but a recruiter can handle anything from between 5 to 10 positions, open positions, at any given time. And the reason is, he needs to do a lot of selling of the candidate to the employer for each and every.
And this is your Sue Q, who's an at-home mom, can do that.
No. The current recruiter that'll take away 100, 200 grand a year on sourcing people, and they get 20 or 30% of other people's salary.
I mean, I like your idea. I just think that the whole manual part, I'm going to tell you this, thinking about it's number one, it's way too high of an expense for very little of a benefit. I mean, it's not like a selling point to the person who wants to hire. It's what it is. They just think it's expensive. Anytime you have manual stuff, you say, oh, we manually do all this stuff, it's going to be expensive. First off, especially in today's economy, it's the economy is free. I don't know if you guys read the book by Chris Anderson.
I heard about it.
He's the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
But if very you pay cool guy. $100 per interview, after, let's say, we manually sourced it, and the way that we can scale it, so let's say, you know, week one, we have 100 people in our database in terms of people that we've interviewed. Week 10, we have 1,000. Week.
Yeah, but I'm Northrop Industries, okay? I need to hire 6,000 positions. I've got a new line of airlines coming up, aircraft coming up. I need to hire 6,000 positions. How are you going to be able to service them? You can't. You're for a niche small business, then. You're essentially establishing yourself in a niche small business with a very low level of scalability. And as an investor, I'm not interested. Go do it. Good luck to you. I know some guys will give you 10 grand. But you're not going to be in a scalable platform. If I cannot see the level of performance that's required of me, when she started adding a human factor, even with Susie Q Homemaker, right, and she's sitting around doing this, you got to understand, the customer, me, Northrop Industries, manufactures aerospace platforms where I need to hire, you know, 5,000 people for a new line of aircraft that I have coming out, and all of them are 80 grand a piece. I don't feel comfortable in calling up somebody who says, oh, we're going to manually go over.
I don't think I want to serve a Northrop Grumman. And here's the reason why. Because Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin or whatever, they may hire 6,000 people or 2,000 people at one time. I won't be able to cater them. But 95% of new jobs in this country are made by small businesses less of 10 people.
Right, but they're not going to pay. They would rather put an ad on Craigslist.
That's what they do. But we have a live case study here working with our group that says, and by the way, I think that's my main assumption.
Right.
But when you have a small business, 10 people, 20 people, 30 people even, and you have like maybe 1 to 2 person in your HR, you need to dedicate a lot of bandwidth if you're going to do a do-it-yourself type of thing. You need to dedicate a lot of bandwidth to hire anybody, from secretary to online marketer.
I understand, yes. As a business, if I'm going to go do the Craigslist thing, I have to dedicate bandwidth.
And then you need to source out all the resumes
over anybody else.
Because I'm, you're going to say that I'm validating.
No. Okay. You say you're validating.
I call the...
You did XYZ steps, right?
I did everything that the recruiter would normally do. I didn't talk to all the candidates. Let's say 100 people applied. Out of the 100 people... Out of the 100 people, that send their resumes, 20 people are relevant. We call 20 people. You have an account manager, the live account manager, work from home on this Betty, whatever.
So this is good. You guys are talking about starting a small business now. Because you can't handle an economy.
It's super
you can't
scalable handle scale. Small you business. It is. Why not?
I mean, you tell me how you're going to handle 5,000 hires a month.
I'm going to have.
You're going to have 5,000 Sue Qs calling these people.
I'm going to have 500 people on the back end doing that. They can do, as opposed to a normal recruiter.
All right. Like you just said, you're going to charge $100 per
interview.
So you have 500.
Right.
You're going to add $100. So you got 2 zeros to that. That's $50,000 a month. Your entire staff is going to be 100 people are going to live off of $50,000 a month.
That's based on one interview per employer per month. But it's likely they're going
to employ 100 people for 50,000.
No. I'm saying that's based on, let's say you have What was the calculation again? Because you have...
You said you have 500 interviews.
Right.
All right? And you can have 100 people process those 500 interviews.
No, so 500 interviews, it's a factor of 10. 500 interviews can be managed by 50 people.
50 people. Okay. So 1,000 interviews can be handled by 100 people. Right.
No. Because here's why.
Well, is it? Why not? It's twice.
Because
it's the same factor.
Because here's why.
Oh, it grows all of a sudden. I'm a mathematician. And that makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you? If 50 people can handle 500, then 100 people can handle 1,000. Just twice as many, right?
Okay.
50 and 100. Wait.
So it's like, you know, one person for 10 accounts. No, let me explain why. Because the 500 people or the 50 people that interviewed, let's say they interviewed X amount of people at the same month. And then 2 weeks into that month, we got twice the size of sales order from employers.
Are you there?
I think so.
Are you crashing?
Hello?
Are you crashing here?
No, I'm part of another.
I have to hack. I have a bunch of code. I got to get off the search engine.
Okay. So, can I have that?
Yeah.
So
show me the map, because I don't want to see how much money
you make. Let's say you have account manager, okay? And those are the people who do the...
Shake a pick.
It's a success base. If they manage to get...
Oh, it's completely contract base.
Yeah, it's a success base. Okay.
So they get paid how much?
Let's say 50% out of each interview that the employer agreed to do.
So $50. You say you're charging
$100. Yeah, that's $50. Yeah, let's take the calculation. So one person...
So your company makes $50.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one person can handle, let's say, 10 interviews. Okay? Well, let's say 10 open positions.
Okay. So we'll be up in the morning to another round.
Okay. Hey, John! Drink all that rum. Got a bottle of rum in there.
Okay, that's the number of open positions, right?
Right.
Okay. Now.
10 open positions.
Yeah. One person can manage...
One person can handle 10 open positions. Okay, hold on a second. So that's $500 a month. You said 10 open positions a month?
10 open positions a month, that's equal. That's it.
Wait. If you closed all 10 of those, how much is the revenue?
Okay, that's a good question. For each...
$500.
No. For each...
How many people you know want to work for $500 a month?
No, hold on.
Wait. Reality. Check.
But it's
you said 10 open positions.
It's the economics of the business. For every 10 position, you get, let's say, 3 interviews. Because the employer would like to interview more than one person. You present them with a list of, let's say, 10 qualified candidates. And he said, okay, I want to interview this guy, that guy, and that guy.
Guy. I'll tell you, the numbers aren't working out for me to understand it. I got 20 sales executives, okay? They close about, personally, they take about $5,000 to $6,000 over a month. All right? These numbers are proven. The sales executive that I'm going to hire, bring him over, going to do it. I think you guys have to think about the numbers. You have to think about delivering your product at a lower cost. All right? Something that's easier to do. Either one, jack this number up to 100 for a sales executive per month, which, as you said, you want quality. So you're kind of like, you understand what I'm saying? You can't give quality if one person's handling 100 people. That means they're handling 3 a day.
Let me just finish this.
How can you really analyze somebody?
Let me just finish.
The economics don't make out if you're only charging 100 bucks.
You're missing something critical. And if you then tell them...
No, the numbers don't make sense. You said 10 people times $50 equals $500.
No.
That's the numbers.
I didn't say that. I said that one person can handle 10 open positions.
How long? In what time? What allocation?
Let's say 1 month. Just for the sake of
the discussion. You said you charge $100.
No. I'm saying I'm charging $100 per interview. So for 10 open positions, you get, and let's say there's another assumption is number of interviews per position, okay? This is the grand picture. One account manager can handle 10 open positions. We charge the employer $100 per interview, and let's say there's three interviews on average per position. So we get
30.
300 per position. So that person can make...
No. You said there's 3 interviews per position. You said open positions is 10.
Yeah.
Multiply 3 times 10 equals 30.
30?
No, that's 3 times 30 10
interviews.
Is not 300.
30 interviews.
3 times 100 is 300.
No. 30 interviews, you agree with me? 30 interviews, 3 times 10.
Yes.
30 interviews times 100, 3K.
Okay.
3K. So I generated from...
That's $1,500 to the executive. If it generates...
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
$1,500.
Right.
$1,500.
Yep.
That's it.
For work at home, huh?
You can make more on welfare.
On top of all.
For work at home, you know.
$1,500?
Look at the numbers.
This is part time.
$1,500. Okay, so it's part time?
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to tell your clients. That you have part time people who are not professional, work at home moms, who are vetting their employees.
They deliver time, they deliver top quality candidates to you on a timely basis.
That's all in place. You're not going to get, once an investor sits down and he looks at it, you're making $1,500.
Correct.
That's cool. I can't attract a salesperson with the promise of, you know, saying, hey, guess what, you can kind of accounts for time. $1,500. My mother worked for Avon Corporate. She oversaw 600 Avon representatives. She was for a corporation. Paid a salary. Right? She recruited of the 600. She walked into the position. There was already 100 women in her territory. She recruited 500. Trust me, I spent nights stuffing bags with skin so soft. It was awful. I had to sit around. I came from a long line of entrepreneurs. Right? People are motivated by growth, not opportunity.
Right.
Right? And the woman is that same little mom says, guess what, you can max out because really, we don't want you to handle more than 10 accounts per month. You max out at $1,500.
Well, she can if you want.
Let's say she doubled it on full time. Let's say she spent 20 hours a week.
If she can handle 20 open positions, and if she becomes
$3,000. That's a full time job.
From
if you got
home?
Kids.
Dude, the $36,000 a year salary from work at home moms?
What's the minimum wage in California?
Like $9 an hour?
Multiply that times 4.
$360?
Let's just say multiply it times 10. It was $90. Right? $9 an hour, right? So actually, it's $975.
Let's say $10.
It's $10. So you got $100, right?
You said times 40.
No, multiply that times 40, you got $400, right?
Right.
But this is flipping burgers, right? You multiply that times 4, you got $1,600, right?
That's full time.
That's full time.
Right? We're talking $3,000 full time.
Full time.
$3,000.
If you get those users.
Let's say that's the average. The average out. $36,000 yearly salary for work at home moms? That's above market for work at home moms. I'm telling you.
You think there's enough work at home moms on a national basis that you can fill this and that they're going to provide you the quality? Quality level.
That's one of the fastest growing.
So then what you guys are talking about then, if I was going to say you're going to do this whole work at home mom model, it's essentially your boiler room. Okay? You're a boiler room because you have low quality work. All right? You guys have provided, you know, video online training for these moms. They can log in and say, this is how you decipher whether somebody is a good person for this. They don't know. I mean, they're just essentially trying to follow the formula that every, you know, Al Kinion and other, you know, headhunter group has ever done. I mean, you could buy those manuals off the internet for a couple $100 and essentially teach you everything that these guys know. And it's a whole psychological program. They're like saying, well, you know, hi, you know, I get them, they call me all the time. Hey Dylan, these executive hunters, you know, looking for CEO, CTO, whatever, they call me constantly. Awful. They call me like, well, okay, well, you know, we've been looking at this project. You know, this company is in a high growth market. Blah, 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 blah. They're selling me on the company. I'm like, oh, great, all right. They're like, I wanted to know because, you know, we know that you're a person in this field. We'd like to know if you knew any executives that might be able to fit this position. That's the first one they always turn around. I mean, and it's old hat to us executives, right? Because we've heard it 1,000 times, same fucking pitch. You guys say, okay, we're going to bring these people in. Well, of course, you know, it's a different game for a guy like me. All these people are earning under $100,000. You're going to do this video thing, right? How much does it cost for that video thing? Maybe it's a buck. $2. Right?
$2.
Now, your platform, you have to stream that video, you have to provide this out. So essentially, you're going to get 3 interviews out of how many people you have to bring in to get 3 interviews. How many people? How many people do you have to reach? Yes, question.
I don't think there's
magical question. Sure. Have you ever hired anybody? Okay.
It can be anything from 10 to 100.
How many interviews did you go through before you actually hired somebody?
5.
5. Okay.
That's even
like me, I go, right? Because I hire for very specific pieces of code, right? And like the sales execs, probably twice that, 40.
So you think it changes the security economics?
But like, if it's defined
by a number of...
You're getting 3 solid, really good executives. So number one, your charge is too low. $100 is too low. Okay? Especially if you're here's what I do.
But if you change the model, if what you say is correct, if you change the model and make it this 3, you make it 20 or 10 even.
No, I'm saying the whole problem is this number right here.
You think it's this number?
This number is the, not that number, that's fine. This number. That's where the investor is going to have a problem. That's too low. It's too low. Because guess what? All the things that you keep on telling me, you got all this training, you got these women doing this thing, you know, part time, no matter what, that number isn't double that number, triple that number. Look, I pay 30 grand. Remember I told you? Yeah. I pay 30 grand.
You'll be happy to pay 1,000 grand.
I'll be happy to pay $500 for the right hire. Because there's a lot of people out there I would never hire. You come through my door, I'm going to get out of here. I do it all day long. I say, come sit down. They tell me what you're doing. I said, you know what? Let me buy you a cup of coffee. Thanks for coming. You know, I pay for their gas just because I'm like, you know what? I feel bad for them. They're not going to get a job with me at least. You know? And I was like, no. Here. I'm telling you. This number's too low.
So
you tripled that number. Now I'm seeing, okay, guess what? You're paying your woman $3,000 a month. And guess what? As an investor, I'm seeing the upside of $3,000 a month per each person that you hire. Plus the company guy, you guys are taking home $2,500 after cost. After the cost of your development of the video.
So now you're $100 company being
100 bucks, yeah. $100 is the wrong number. Definitely don't do that. This is too low. You got to understand. You double that, $299, not a problem. $299, especially if you're a model, you're making enough revenue. And now you got
to
understand.
And employers would you say, okay, we're willing to say goodbye to $1,000.
If I get to see, their videos, now how are you going to get the videos?
That's the second piece. Now let's talk about getting the content now. Okay, you have a solid business model because you tripled your price.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Going from $100 to $299 for a guy who's hiring for a $60,000 a year job, doesn't matter. So guess what? He doesn't have to pay unless they're going to interview.
Correct.
What the hell does he care? Guess what? He could have took an ad out in the nickel ad, it would have cost him $600 for a month.
Right.
Guess what? Now he gets to review him beforehand. Guy, you're overselling. You're over-delivering. Way over-delivering. So, look, under-promise, over-deliver. Don't over-deliver so far that you're screwing yourself in the ass. Right? How are you going to get the videos? That's the question. Does everybody have a webcam?
Let me ask you this. Does it have to be with a video?
Well, you just told me. That's a big benefit for me to be able to choose which employees I'm going to come in because they're going to tell me why the hell they want the job.
Yeah, because, you know, kind of, you know, video cost, you know, processing of the video, you know, before I spend wasting any time interviewing, I want to see, you know, the qualities of the person, you know, for the video. So
I can do a phone interview and record that. No video as well.
Okay, I like it. But, you know, pricing, space, what are you going at?